Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group First Quarter 2016 Results Conference Call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Monday, May 23rd, 2016. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other looking forward statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in these documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Lessen, President and CEO of Strauss Group, and Mr. Shachar Florin, CFO. Mr. Lessen, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon and good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us on this conference call to discuss the results of the first quarter of 2016 for Strauss Group. With me today is Shachar Florin, our CFO. You should have all our presentation, which we published earlier today and can be found on our website. I'm proud to report a strong quarter for Strauss Group, in which we were able to grow our revenues in Israel despite the negative trend in the market. The group profit increased due to our innovations, as well as the efficiency initiatives that we have recently taken. Our coffee company continued to grow in local currency terms in Brazil and in the CIS, while Sabra and Strauss Water also contributed positively to our operating profit. Moving to slide number five, you can see our financial highlights. Sales were 1.88 billion shekels, which while year-over-year is down slightly in shekel terms. In local currency terms, excluding foreign exchange effects, our sales actually grew by 4.7%, and we are pleased with this growth rate. I want to stress that the devaluation of the real, losing close to 28% of its value versus the shekel compared with last year, had a significant negative effect on our financials. In addition, our results were negatively affected by the Ukrainian hryvnia and the Russian ruble, devaluing by around 16% each. On the margin side, developments are also positive. Gross margin were up 80 basis points year-over-year to 38.6%. Operating margins reached 11.3%, up 110 basis points, and net margins were at 5.7%, up 40 basis points. We reported earnings per share of exactly 1 shekel in the quarter. Moving to slide number six, looking at the various businesses. Strauss Israel grew by almost 3% despite an overall decline in the Israeli food and beverage market. This was driven by, in particular, by a strong year-over-year growth in health and wellness division due to our innovations. We were also able to reduce prices for our customers in a number of categories, mainly because of our ongoing drive to increase efficiency and strong cost reduction over the past year. This enabled us to improve our gross margin by 240 basis points and increase our first quarter operating income by 6.6%. In Strauss Coffee, our shekel revenues were down 7.8%, This figure really masks the positive performance of the businesses. Organically, excluding currency effects, we grew sales by 9% with increased volume in both Brazil and the CIS. Now, please move moving to slide number 7. In the dips and spread category, sales were up 2% overall, and Sabra North America reported a 52.4% operating profit growth with a record margin of 17.4%. Sabra is the clear market leader in the US, and we have continued to pick up a market share, reaching 61.7%, up 1% in just 3 months. As you know, our strategy is to be the leader in all the markets we participate in, and Obela is no different, maintaining the leading market position in Australia and Mexico. In the third, in the other segment, the Water Max Brenner, first quarter operating income was up 3 million shekels. I note that we reorganized our JV in China, and starting in Q3 2015, the JV in China is no longer proportionally consolidated into the non-GAAP figures. And with that, I would like to hand over the call to Shachar Florence, our CFO, to discuss the financial results in the quarter in more detail. Shachar, please.
Thank you, Gadi. Thank you all for joining us for this conversation. And we'll start with slide number 10, the consolidated sales. As Gadi mentioned before, sales went down 2.9%. 2.6% and grew organically without the FX influences by 4.7%. The main reasons for the changes or the influences of the FX is obviously Brazil and Russia, with Brazil growing in local currency sales almost 15%. And declining the same 15% in shekel, 30%, almost 30% gap between the local currency and the shekel. In Russia, by achieving 30% growth in local currency, we managed to achieve also 15% growth in shekel terms, still but 15% gap between the shekel and the ruble results. So these are the main influences. On the other hand, in Israel, we grew the business by 2.9% despite of two phenomena. One is that the market declined almost 2% in the quarter, and the differences in the Passover holiday that moved a part of the holiday sales into the second quarter. We achieved those achievements by mainly innovation, launching many new products, at the same time reducing effective prices to the consumers, but still maintaining not only the same but higher margins by lots of efficiency measures that that we took. For example, we are now selling enriched milk by bottles, which cost for us less than the previous packages. By that, we reduced the prices in about 20% reduction to the consumers. We took market share in this category, but at the same time improved our profits and margins. And this is only one example. And we have lots of other, both in the yogurt category, in the chocolate desserts, and many, many others. So if you're looking at slide number 11, you can see the differences between organic and sales, nominal sales, including shekels, including the FX effect on the coffee from minus 7.8 total coffee company to plus 8.4. I mentioned the big influence of the currencies. As Gadi mentioned, in the what's called other segments, this mainly Max Brenner and Strauss Water, You can see the differences, and as Gadi said before, most of the change is due to the fact that we no longer consolidate or proportionally consolidate the sales of the Chinese JV into the non-GAAP report. We announced that we changed the structure and we hold now 34% of the JV instead of 50% that we used to hold, and this is the reason that we no longer consolidate the numbers. Another point that we of course can improve and should improve later on is the Sabra growth. We grew 2% in sales in local currency and a little bit less than 1% in shekels. On the other hand, we recovered from the callback that we've made last year in the second quarter. Market share reached again above 60% market share in hummus and 27% in the total dips and spreads category. The category is still as a whole. The dips and spreads is growing. This is the reason that relatively, since the hummus category stood still in the last year due to our circumstances, and eventually we are the market in the hummus category. So we reached again the same market share in hummus. We're close to the same market share in the total dips and spread. You can look at it at the MD&A under Sabra sales page, and you have there all the explanations. So the category is growing. We grew in hummus, and certainly we need to catch up with the whole category of the total dips and spread. In slide number 12, you can see another visual explanation of the FX phenomena. 134 out of about 2 billion shekel sales. This is 30% influence of the currencies. We mitigated some of the influence by growing both quantities and prices, but the effect of the currency is so big that it will take time to increase prices during time to catch up with the influence. The same information in slide number 13, divided into the different companies and businesses that we have. But despite of the sales reduction, we achieved almost the same gross margin, with improving nicely the profitability, the gross margin profitability to 38.6% in slide number 14, mainly by efficiency measures that we've taken during the last few years that started to yield. In Israel, this is the first quarter, a full quarter, that we operate from only one distribution center in Shoham. In Strauss Water, there are lots of different projects that were done in order to improve the profits. Strauss Israel, as I mentioned before, with higher sales and higher gross margins. Yes, in the coffee, just the translation of the gross margin in local currencies was more than the differences in the coffee gross profit, as you can see in slide number 15. The improvement is in a greater scale when we're going to the EBIT. So sales were down, gross profit was almost in par with last year, and EBIT was up, both profitability, 11.3% versus 10% last year, and also the actual profit, 213 million shekels versus 197. You can see in the next slide number 17, a very dramatic improvement in this dips and spreads category, with almost 150% improvement. And yes, there was about 5 million shekels one-time compensation from the insurance company for the last recall. You can take those profit into the previous quarters, but still, even with without this one-time compensation, a very nice profit and profitability. If you look only on Sabra's profit, which you can see again in the MD&A, you can see about 15% margin, excluding the 5 million shekels, as Gadi mentioned before, over 17 million, 17%. Sorry, profitability including the 5 million. The new extension of the production line in Virginia starting to get volume. We are more efficient in operating it, and the and investment yields. On the other hand, on the Opella, 30% and 40% growth in Australia and in Mexico. Again, the factory in Australia starts to be more efficient with the higher volumes and allows us to improve the profits and the on the margins. Strauss Israel, as I mentioned, despite of the Passover holiday timing, which drove some of the Passover sales into the second quarter, we achieved a nice improvement in the profit in the EBIT margins. Health and wellness. And by the way, the coffee Israel, which is a segment of the total coffee, were achieved nice results, taking into consideration the Passover. And since I think you can see also, this is a public information, the Stonex, Israeli Nielsen, measuring the total market. And if you look on the 4 month period rather than the quarter, you'll be able to see that we have a very good result in this 4 months of the year. Again, both in Strauss Israel and in Strauss Coffee Israel. In this term, I want to jump for a second to slide number 22. Talking about the coffee, I want to elaborate a little bit more on the Brazilian activity. You can see the 14% growth in sales, local currency. These are numbers, 100% of the business in local currency. Of course, we consolidate 50% of the business converting it into shekel terms. You can see the influence of the green coffee when the farmers in Brazil can sell their coffee in approximately the same amount of dollars per kilo, but obviously in higher amount of real. It starts to leak into the local market, which is being all the trade is being done in real. People sell and buy coffee in real in the local market, but the coffee prices went up. It will take us time. We will increase the prices, but currently at the at this quarter, you can see reduction in the gross profit and gross margins that ended up also in the EBIT and the net profit. As a whole, we sell more coffee in higher quantities. We also sell more capsules in the Trust initiative, the single portion in Brazil. We are almost at the same market share as far as roast and ground, increasing the market share if we'll include the single portion. And despite of the situation, the economic situation in Brazil, we're still growing in the single portion and taking more market share. Going back one slide to Sabra, I mentioned also already the numbers. This is the 100% in shekel, and I mentioned the nice improvement in the profit. So I'll go back to the sequence of the presentation, going back to slide number 18. Again, the EBIT bridge. Here you can see that despite of the exchange rate influences of the translation of the EBIT, the efficiency, the higher sales in certain markets that we operate, and specifically Israel, contributed to the EBIT profit, and we grew the profit very nicely, 7.7%. In the next slide, slide number 19, you can see that the improvement in the EBITDA is even higher. Remember that we, as I mentioned, we moved to Shoham in Israel, and we converted rent expenses, which influenced the EBIT, into depreciation expenses. And if you are looking also on our cash flow later on, you'll see the improvement. So the EBITDA grew even in higher numbers than the EBIT. And if we look down to slide number 23, you can see also the improvement in the net profit, which the main influence on the net profit other than the EBIT was the index in Israel. Index in Israel in the first quarter of 2015 went down a little bit, reduced our obligation to the traded securities. This quarter it went up 0.9%, and this is the difference between the two differences. Talking about the cash flow in the next slide 25, you can see that we finished the massive investment that we had both in Shoham and in the plant in Virginia, the Sabra's production line. It enabled us to improve the not only the operational cash flow, but also the free cash flow. And we went down from 1.9 billion shekel net debt to 1.748. And we certainly intend to keep reduce this this leverage. So with that, I want to hand over the call to you, and we will appreciate getting your answers, getting your questions. Hopefully we can provide the answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star 1. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5941. Internationally, call 972-3-925-5941. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lessin, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yeah, thank you very much. And Shaha, thank you for the presentation and the analysis. So as a leading player in a number of significant international markets, we are impacted positively and negatively by world macroeconomic trends, and continue to evaluate our business from a long-term perspective that has delivered substantial value to the group over the past decade. Strauss continues to implement and advance on its global growth strategy, and we will continue to invest in innovation and efficiencies throughout the value chain across the group and our geographic markets. Thank you all for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking with you next quarter.
Thank you. This concludes Strauss Group's first quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.